Oh, thanks so much for having me.
What inspired you to set up a dog-themed film festival?
Well, dogs and how awesome they are, obviously. But really, the catalyst of this film festival is one film that I saw, and it's only a 30-minute film, but it's just such an amazing film. You know, it kind of got me into this. I mean, I love dogs, obviously, but it got me into this world of people who are so passionate about their dogs and love to do sports with their dogs and compete in sports with their dogs. And everyone in the film was so passionate about their dogs. And I just love this film. I said, oh, I really want to share this film with more people. But being a 30-minute film, it's really, you know, it's a hard thing to show standalone. So I just thought, there's got to be other great dog films out there. And so I had a look around. Sorry. We, you know, put a call out there and just got so many great submissions for films. And so we've narrowed it down, which was the hardest part, to 8 films about dogs that we've put together in this film festival.
I love this. Why have one film about a dog when you can have 8? That is the perfect, the perfect way to look at this situation. Do you have any dogs of your own, Jemima?
I am between dogs right now, which is a sad place to be, let me tell you.
You're fine.
Don't worry. It's good because it's a home for a dog.
That's it. That's indeed. Now, what was the process of selecting films for this festival? You said that there were a lot out there to choose from. Did you find it difficult to narrow it down to just 8?
Yeah, that's 100% the hardest part of the job, without a doubt. So I started with this one film that I really wanted to show people. And then we put a call out. There's a place where you can put a call out. But this is my film festival and all independent filmmakers go on there and they submit their films. And the great thing about that is you get films from all over the world.
Wow.
And they're all so diverse and so different, which is really great as well. So, you know, some are funny and some are really heartwarming and, you know, some tell really amazing, interesting stories. They're all different lengths. And because the filmmakers have such different backgrounds, the way the stories are told are so different as well.
Did any international films make it into the final 8?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's about 6.
Wow.
That, don't have any Australian connection. Yeah, so it's really diverse. There's 2 animation in there as well.
Gorgeous.
Which, you know, I hadn't thought that we would get or we would tell a story well enough, but, you know, the stories they tell are really great. One is an ode to the first dog that went out into space, which is a really, really lovely story in a really way. Beautiful way of telling that story as well.
That's gorgeous. Now, see, I'm sitting here absolutely gushing over this festival because I think it is quite possibly the best thing to have ever happened to film festivals, especially here in Sydney. How have people been responding? People, as you said, are so passionate about their pets.
Yeah, look, people have been so positive. But you know what, the thing that took me by surprise is there's been a lot of people that's like, oh, it's gonna make me cry, it's gonna bring tears. I'm like, no, this is all about the celebration and the love of dogs. And so, you know, there might be tears, but they're gonna be tears of laughter because it really is about celebrating the joy of dogs. And some of the films are so funny.
That's fantastic. I think a good cry is a bit cathartic. I like it. And I think that's the one thing that will always bring me to tears as well is if a dog or an animal in a film has an emotional connection or has an emotional time, that's when I lose it. I don't care if, you know, 70 million people get shot or whatever in a film or bridges get blown up and I'm like, cool, that was awesome. And then a dog, if they are just near anything bad happening, that's when I absolutely lose it. That's when I'm the puddle of tears. But that says a bit more about my personality than the films. Now,
you're not alone.
No.
You know, that's the thing because people are so, you know, dogs, you know, bring out so much beautiful emotion in people. So I don't think you're alone. Don't worry.
No, I don't think I'm alone either. Now, how can people get tickets? And I do have a question as well. Can furry four-legged friends come along to the festival or is this a people-only event?
Unfortunately, it's a people-only event. I know. It's heartbreaking, isn't it? We are working on trying to do some events where you can bring some dogs as well. And then, you know, the dogs make a donation and that goes to a local rescue centre. But that's down the track. So we, at these ones, unfortunately, it is a people-only event. But you can, and then you can find out all the information on our website, which is topdogfilmfestival.com.
This is amazing. See, my dog, absolutely loves popcorn. So I think if we can get a dog-friendly event coming up on the books, that would be wonderful. But this sounds absolutely fantastic. It's about a 2-hour-long event, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Beautiful. I think that's 2 of the best hours to spend for the rest of the year. Jemima, we're going to have to leave there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for chatting with me.